How did you come to think, how did your thinking about those events evolve from shooting down 3 planes to shooting down 12 men? How did you come?
Oh, that is, that was, I say, courtesy. This is due to my great experience with the Veterans Education Project, because I spoke with different groups of not all kids. I don't think the college kids are kids. Well, they are, but they're older kids. And you respond to questions and you things that sort of gel in your mind that would never have happened. Yeah, you know, when we went into boot camp, we were all such a skinny bunch of kids. In fact, somebody couldn't even pass, not only the Navy physical, they couldn't pass the Army physicals because of poor nutrition growing up in a depression. And when we got to boot camp, for the first time in our lives, we could eat all the food we wanted. There was no limit. If you took it, you had to eat it, but you could go back for seconds and thirds and whatever. Now, that didn't occur to me until a few years ago in a conversation where some kids were asking me questions that led me to this, you know, sort of an obvious kind of thing that I should have realized right away. And when I mentioned it to a former shipmate, he says, "Jesus, Slats, you know, I gained 12 pounds in boot camp and they were running us ragged." So this is the education project. That did it. I hope I helped some kids the way they helped me.
What sorts of things do you tell the kids that you speak to?
Well, the kind of things that we discuss. I try to avoid, you know, war stories per se. And they have to, I hope that they come away understanding that there's no glamour to it, that, what's his name said, you have to face the practical realities, boys, war is all hell, Sherman. And another one that they have to understand that men who have experienced the battlefield are not the ones who speak glibly about the next war. That's something that Eisenhower said. And the kids have to understand that there are better ways to solve differences than through violence. And I hope that they come away with that. I don't want them to think for a minute that there's any glory there. And if I can tell them, yeah, we shot down 12 men and we killed 12 men, then maybe they think that they might have been one of those 12 men if they were on the wrong side. Excuse me.